This is your NPR News Station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. In its second week of the session, the Alabama legislature began laying the groundwork for a vote on an impeachment resolution against Governor Robert Bentley. This after lawmakers put their concerns on hold at the request of former Attorney General Luther Strange, who indicated his office was looking into related work by Bentley's office. Now legislators are back on the case, so to speak, as WBHM's Gigi Duban hears from Don Daly of Alabama Public Television.
When Luther Strange paused the investigation in November, the House Judiciary Committee, which is in charge of the impeachment probe, has pretty much been in a wait-and-see mode ever since. The chairman of that committee, Mike Jones of Andalusia, has said several times since that they're waiting for the go-ahead from the Attorney General's office on whether to resume. Of course, in the last week, two Republican State House lawmakers came forward and said they wanted to add new charges to the articles of impeachment and said they'd like the process to pick up some steam. And that has a lot of people wondering whether the House Judiciary Committee might revisit this whole issue in its regular meeting next Wednesday. So a lot of eyes will be on the House Judiciary Committee next week to see what, if anything, about this case it might be discussing. And indeed, Mac McCutcheon, the House Speaker, did say late this week that he did envision the impeachment hearings resuming during this session, and that there would possibly be some definitive decision on the issue by the end of the session.
McCutcheon said he wants it to be an informed decision on the part of House representatives rather than an emotional one. Has he indicated what sort of information he'll be gathering now on the governor?
I gather that he says that more in the context of he wants this decision, whatever it ends up being, to be a very deliberative one, that members of the Judiciary Committee and the House ultimately have all of the information at their fingertips that they need, information that would come from the investigation that the attorney who was hired by the Judiciary Committee has been assembling for the committee. There's been some criticism, obviously, about how slowly this process has been moving, but McCutcheon and others have defended the pace at which the investigation has been moving, saying it needs to be this deliberative so that everything that needs to be uncovered can be uncovered and all of the evidence properly presented to those who will make this decision.
Assuming the House approves an impeachment resolution, what happens next?
It then goes to the Senate, and the Senate would sort of serve as a jury. The trial, as it were, would be overseen by the Chief Justice of the State Supreme Court. And I spoke this week with the Senate Majority Leader, Greg Reed of Jasper. He said the Senate is making initial preparations for the possibility that it might have to conduct this impeachment trial. And at the same time, he's been cautioning a lot of his colleagues in the Senate not to make too many public comments about this, given that they might actually have to end up serving as a jury over these impeachment proceedings.
Well, things seem to be moving along on that front. Switching gears here, a Senate committee approved a bill that would require Alabama students to pass a citizenship exam in order to graduate high school. Tell us more about this.
Yes, this has been a pretty high-profile effort by Senator Arthur Orr of Decatur and Representative Terry Collins, also of Decatur. A, they want to make civics education mandatory for state students, and they also want to require that students be able to pass a citizenship test in order to graduate from high school. Now, this raised some concerns, especially among Democrats. Members of the committee, which approved the bill this week, they question whether, this might actually end up hindering kids from graduating from high school because they didn't pass this citizenship test, which, by the way, would be the same test that folks who want to become naturalized citizens of the United States have to pass before they become citizens. Senator Orr told those who were concerned this week that students would have several opportunities to take the test. If they didn't pass it the first time, they could take it a couple of more times. And he certainly said it wasn't designed to be a hindrance to kids from graduating from high school. But there are those concerns.
Don Daly, host of Alabama Public Television's Capital Journal, speaking with WBHM's Gigi Duban.